We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, what do you think? What do you think of this one?
Sound like every other song that you play when you play these songs.
One of these weeks, it's going to hit. Like, it's going to click what you're hearing.
Because that sounds like the whole Backstreet, the Backstreet Boys stuff.
Yeah, the beat drop.
Boy, all right, yeah.
Sounds to me like a darn good song, and one that plays in our next guest, Elliot Shore Parks. Of course, Elliot's calling, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers.
ESP.
Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
You know, I think Hugh thinks that they all sound the same because Kyle just kind of shuffles the same five or six.
I did double dip on this one.
Yeah, yeah. So when he says
that's what it is,
same, it's because he's playing.
Elliot aired me out.
I'm gonna have to start sending Kyle the deep cuts.
Well, that's
I do need the deep cuts. Yeah. You need the deep cuts. Dude.
Every week. I mean, we have an opportunity every week to play a great song, Elliot. So we need to do that. All right, Elliot, we're excited to chat today because there's a lot after the last couple of days with Howie Roseman speaking, with Nick Sirianni speaking, and, of course, Jeffrey Lurie. Elliot, let's go with the most recent here. What was your biggest takeaway after listening to the State of the Eagles with Jeff Lurie yesterday?
Yeah, with Jeffrey, I think my biggest takeaway was he certainly wanted to paint a picture that the future is bright. You know, all of us talk about the Eagles, pretty much every day since that season has ended, and obviously during the collapse. I don't think I've heard many people use the words like encouraged and excited about the future of this team. And look, they might be wrong, and Jeffrey might be right, but I think Jeffrey wanted to come out and paint that Nick was willing to make changes. Nick knew that things had to change, that Nick is the one that is in control of those changes. Obviously, Lurie had to sign off on any hire because, of course, he's the owner. But, you know, I think this idea that Nick is a puppet of a head coach or that he lost control of the offense, that's something I think they've really been trying to, I don't want to say push back on. I guess maybe that would be the best way to phrase it, but they don't want Nick viewed that way. So with Lurie, it kind of comes down to, like, what do you believe? Do you believe what Lurie is saying? Do you believe the people who think he's a puppet and, you know, he does nothing? I think the truth is the answer is in the middle. But I thought Lurie really wanted to portray that Nick is very much in control here.
But did it make you feel better about the direction that the team was going in? Because I think, like watching that press conference and you know, not having any player outside of the players that we got in free agency, it made me feel more comfortable about where he was talking when he was talking about the direction the team was going in. How did it make you feel?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, whenever I'm at these league events, you always feel better about where the Eagles are at because it's a reminder that the Eagles are operating at a level that just frankly a lot of other teams are not. Like, I know the end of the season was obviously a disappointing collapse, and that could be a red flag heading into next season if they will rebound from that. But I think Jeffrey has established, you know, himself as one of the best owners in the NFL. And during my time covering the team, there's been a lot of inflection points where people have, you know, thought Jeffrey was too involved or how he couldn't do it or, you know, all these times during offseason, there's major questions about if the Eagles will continue to win. And frankly, all they do is continue to win. I mean, they've been in the playoffs five of the last 6 years. Obviously, last season, the collapse happened. But I agree with you. Like, whenever Jeffrey talks, you don't have to believe everything he says. And it's his job to paint the glasses half full. But there's no denying that when he talks and when you're around other teams, it stands out that he's a good owner and the Eagles are a well-run team.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, every year when he talks, I'm reminded of that the Eagles are in great hands with Jeff Lurie. But, Elliot, I always think when someone is trying to paint a picture, truth comes through, right? Like maybe a word or a line, it's like, that's it. And yesterday, yep. Elliot, he used a word when describing Sirianni that I thought was really interesting. He used the word manager, managing, and that's a word we associate with baseball. But I think that's what Sirianni is to them. He's the manager. And with that, Elliot, in baseball, the manager really only affects so much, right? Like, the players got to win and lose. The front office puts the team on the field. The manager can make a bad decision here and there. But I don't think, for the most part, teams win and lose in baseball because of the manager. Elliot, I think the Eagles kind of look at Sirianni that way, and it's why I thought it was so interesting when Lurie pointed out the importance of coordinators, almost like they're the most important coaches. This guy is kind of just overseeing everything and doing his managerial duties. What did you make of that comment?
Yeah, so I would say first that just from like what I believe from being there and talking like to Jeffrey, that I think the way you're describing it is diminishing a role that they feel is more important than how you are describing it. Like, I get your point that if Kellen Moore is designing and calling the offense and Vic Fangio is calling and designing the defense and the players are playing, then what does Nick do, right? To go back to that question that he was asked at his season-ending press conference, I just think they view it differently. I think that, and this is what I think Jeffrey wanted to describe yesterday, is that he likes head coaches that manage, to use that word, right? To use what you were saying. He likes head coaches that, you know, oversee the offense, head coaches that talk to the players to set the schedule throughout the week, head coaches that lead the meeting well, head coaches that he feels build a good culture. Like, really what Jeffrey described yesterday, you know, when we've talked about head coaching candidates in the past, and me and you, Joe, have talked through a bunch of head coaching hires with the Eagles, we're always on the same page. Offensive mind that calls plays. I just don't think they view it that way. They want an offensive guy, but Jeffrey, what he, you know, painted was Andy was an offensive guy, but Andy was a manager. Like, you can speak to this. Andy was someone, you know, the players trusted. Andy was someone that knew how to operate and manage the team at a high level. I think Doug did that for a few years before things fell apart. And I think they view Nick that way. Now, Nick was there for the collapse, and I think that's something he just kind of, you know, glossed over a little when talking about, you know, how he built the culture and all those things. But I just don't believe the Eagles view it as a weakness of Sirianni that he can't call plays. I think they're okay with Kellen Moore doing it as long as Nick's managing the team at a high level.
How about the breakfast with Sirianni? What stood out to you? It's the first time we've heard Nick in a little while here, obviously since the combine with Howie and then when he was retained. But what did you make of Sirianni and what he said? I thought some of the stuff about leadership, about Jalen, was kind of interesting there, Elliot.
Yeah, so that was kind of a theme throughout the weekend. When Nick talked, when Howie talked, when Jeffrey talked, it was a lot of, you know, down the stretch, and I'm paraphrasing here, they didn't have the guys in the locker room to rebound from that. I think Jeffrey used the word resiliency. Nick used the word toughness. I think Howie used the word mentality. And I don't completely disagree with them. Like, we all saw it. That team fell apart. And, you know, going into Tampa, obviously, look at the results. They were dead on arrival. Where I would just maybe disagree with them slightly, or at least view it a different way, is I don't think you can build a culture through free agency. Like, I don't think signing Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, will he be helpful with this? Yes, of course. Will Saquon, you know, and he's been talking a lot, and he seems like he's going to be a good leader. He can be a positive. But at the end of the day, your best and most important players, in my opinion, have to be the culture setters and have to be the leaders. And if you look at the Eagles right now, on the offensive side of the ball, the most important player is Hurts. On the defensive side of the ball, the most important player is probably Jalen Carter. And are those two players going to be culture builders? Are they going to be players that are leaders? Are there going to be players that next year, if they get into a bad stretch, will they pull them out of it and show resiliency? So I think the Eagles are aware it's an issue. I'm just wondering if, you know, the moves in free agency is the true solution. I think they're trying to fill a void that's been left by guys they really need to lead on their team already.
You know, we had a mock draft yesterday where we had a mock that we talked about where Brock Bowers was the first overall pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. Haven't had a chance to talk to you about this yet, Elliot. What do you think about Brock Bowers being the first Eagles' first draft pick?
Yeah, I don't think I would like it. Like, they already have a really good slash elite tight end in Dallas Goedert. I don't need to, in the first round, you know, the offensive line, I'm sure that's something we'll get into over the next few weeks. Like, maybe I see that point. You develop a tackle, it's a critical position. Dallas Goedert's already one of the best tight ends in the league. I don't want this team running a ton of, like, two tight ends. They already have a ton of great pass catchers. If they're going to trade Dallas Goedert, which I think would be a mistake, but if that's the route they take, they replace him with Brock Bowers, that's different. I know they did it with Goddard when Ertz was here, but I just, you know, I don't think that would be a good use of a resource. So Brock Bowers, good player, obviously. You know, if they didn't have a tight end, it would make sense. But I would not draft someone that's going to be fighting for playing time with a really good player right off the bat.
Elliot, you mentioned Saquon a little bit ago and leadership. Well, he was on Jason Kelsey's New Heights podcast. Let's play it for everyone. We want to get your reaction, Elliot, to this back and forth between Saquon and Jason Kelsey on New Heights.
I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm happy. I got a fresh start. I can't wait to meet everybody and just go out there and play ball.
Dude, it's going to be so fun to watch. It's going to be so fun to be a part of. It's going to be great.
You don't got to watch it, you know.
Elliot, what'd you make of it? I mean, it does. I mean, it's obviously tongue-in-cheek and having some fun there. But, I mean, that you could feel it. Like, hey, I mean, why don't you just come back and play, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be Cam Jurgens listening to that, right? Like trying to recruit him to come back. But no, so I listened to the full interview this morning, and as a side note, like Saquon came across really well. He talked about a lot of different things. But right after Saquon says that, Jason Kelce follows it up with, yeah, I'm not coming back, or right? I'm not doing that. So I think it was a funny joke. I'm sure there is, you know, as with all jokes, there's some truth to it. Like Saquon probably wishes Jason Kelce was going to be his center. And will Kelce come back? I wouldn't completely rule it out just because you see retired players change their mind. And I don't think Kelsey's above that. But, yeah, I don't think Kelce is coming back if I had to guess. And I will also say this is going to be a topic throughout the year. Like if Jurgens plays poorly, the shadow of Kelce is going to be there. So I think it helps for Kelce to be definitive in saying he's not coming back.
Yeah, and if there's an injury on the offensive line, I mean, he's right there to just call up and say, will you come back? Art Elliott, yesterday – we got some new information on the Brazil game. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had the Browns player Maurice Hurst say that they were going to Brazil, so we connected those dots. All right, Eagles, Browns. But yesterday, I saw you tweet this, Elliot. Mark Murphy from the Packers said, well, it's either the Packers or the Browns. Elliot, I know the game's going to be on Peacock outside of the local markets. If I'm just playing the TV game, I think it's going to be Green Bay. If you want people to sign up for Peacock, the Green Bay Packers are a national brand. The Packers and the Eagles in Brazil feels like the bigger TV game. We just watched in the playoffs last year, they put Mahomes on the Peacock game to get more subscribers. What do you think of all this?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, it's a great point. I haven't heard anyone make it, but I think there's a lot of logic in that. You know, they're going to want to put a game there that they can promote. Like Jordan Love is one of the exciting new young quarterbacks in the NFL. They had that great playoff run last year. It's a massive fan base. You know, do they want to put the Browns and Deshaun Watson in that spot? Like, maybe they will. But I think ultimately, like, the feeling around Orlando, at least when I was down there at the league meeting, that it's going to be the Browns. So it would be pretty surprising if it's the Packers. But I agree with you that logic is good. Either way, that's a tough first game. Like, if Eagles were hoping to get a feel-good, like, you know, get-right game to start the season, maybe the Panthers or you know, the Giants or something like that, that's not happening because the Browns are a great defense. It'll be a good test for the Eagles' offense, and the Packers are a great team. So either way, that's a really tough game in Brazil.
All right, we're going to we'll end with this, Elliot. Opening day tomorrow, weather permitting. We need the Elliott Shore Parks Phillies win prediction total for the season.
What you got?
What do you got?
I'm going with the under. Oh, sorry, you mean a win total.
Yeah, win total. But all right, so that means in the 80s.
Yeah, I would 88, 87, something like that. Like, I see this team sustain success. The last 2 years, last year they didn't really back into the playoffs, but the year before they kind of did. They were not close to winning the division last year. Like, why am I supposed to expect this as a high 90-win team? Like, they have not been a dominant regular season team. Now, when we talk before the playoffs, then maybe my feeling will be different on what they can do. But in the regular season, like, their inconsistent lineup, And, you know, I think the back end of their pitching is not great. So I'm going to go lower than people think just because I need to see them do it before I believe it. So I'll go, 88, 89, something like that.
That's not very optimistic, though, Elliot. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's not. I apologize for that.
It's okay.
I'm just saying that's not very optimistic.
Well, look, you know, I will say this. They should be playing in a dome tomorrow. Like, we wouldn't have to be talking about this rain thing if the Phillies had a roof on it. So we continue to play sports outside for what reason, I don't know. We're past being able to have the weather dictate what we do. So hopefully they play tomorrow, but we don't know what the real solution is.
Do you continue just to add ammunition to this? The Bears are probably going to have a dome. The Browns want a dome. The Bills are going to have a dome. Elliot, the it's all moving towards your side of this. I mean, I'm sure you
it's
know this.
It's almost like having a roof over your head's a good thing. Almost
Elliot's
like that.
An idiot.
Yeah, that's a strong take today, bro. He just came in with all kinds of fire.
He's ready. Elliot, man, we appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.